This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show, the root's on fire. First of all, I like to, sometimes I go over the same news stories that are the big stories, and other times I bring up new ones. In hour number one, my main story was Jeff Zucker. Jeff Zucker, of course, the former chairman of NBC, who oversaw NBC, CNBC, and MSNBC, and then became the chairman of CNN. And lost his job today. Really was fired, but they forced him to walk the plank. He'll say he resigned over an inappropriate relationship with someone who worked for him. I mean, he was having sex with the help. And that's really what it comes down to. It's like, the rich guy screwing the maid. And the wife finds out. And in this case, he was screwing an executive. And the bosses find out. And the board of directors found out. And if you think that's the only one he was screwing, then I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the Atlantic. But payback is a bitch. Bye-bye, Jeff Zucker, because I explained to everybody in hour number one that Zucker cost me millions of dollars because he hated my political views, even though I was supposed to be the star of two major shows on CNBC in the early 2000s, neither of which had anything to do with politics. He found out about my politics and decided that he didn't want me on his network and canceled the deal while my lawyer was busy negotiating my final contract details and literally going to send them to me and ask me to sign that afternoon. He cost me millions and millions of dollars, and over the next few years, maybe even tens of millions of dollars. So have a nice life, Jeff. You know, I'll dance on your grave someday. Go to hell, you son of a bitch. Terrible, terrible person. Keep in mind, again, I stress that the shows had nothing to do with politics. They were about Vegas and gambling and the biggest high-profile business leaders, and I was the host of those shows. But because of my politics, he killed my career. Terrible, terrible human being. So screw you. But that was hour number one. Hour number two, I'd like to talk about a lot about COVID again, as usual. And some I told you so's, and also the Biden economy, I told you so. How many times did I tell people that if, in fact, you got rid of Donald Trump, you would just want to kill yourself one day? You'd say, are you crazy? The jobs he created, the lowest black unemployment ever, the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. Are you crazy? You got rid of him for this guy who's ruined the economy? Here's the news on the Biden economy today. Jobs were off by 500,000 in a month. No one's ever heard of numbers like this. The expectations for the ADP reports where there'd be 200,000 new jobs in January. And instead, it was negative 300,000 jobs. Actually, 301,000 to be exact. We lost 300,000 jobs instead of gaining the expected 200. 500,000 job difference in a month. I don't know. That's got to be the worst in history, I would guess. One of the worst in history, if not the worst. Other than, of course, what happened because of COVID in spring of 2020. When we lost what? Like 20 million jobs in a month? The whole nation was unemployed. Had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Had to do with a COVID pandemic. Had to do with Dr. Fauci and his idiotic ideas for a lockdown. But companies cut jobs in January for the first time in more than a year as the spread of the COVID variant appeared to hit hiring. This is, of course, how CNBC describes it. Wouldn't be how I would describe it. I would say the Joe Biden economy is being smothered and destroyed. COVID mandates, mask mandates. You can't do business like this. Lockdowns in blue states. And how about, wait, I'm almost apoplectic here. How about Mayor Pete? Mayor Pete wants radar guns. What do you call those things? You know, cameras to record how fast you're speeding. Speed cameras on every block, every inch of every highway, every inch of every road. He wants to destroy your life. You know, it's just like I mentioned this the other day. I'm watching this amazing series about how the West was won called 1883 by Taylor Sheridan, the same guy that brought us the wonderful show Yellowstone. Yellowstone's one of my favorite shows ever in my life, ever watched on TV. Well, this 1883 I like better than Yellowstone. It's now, I think, my favorite show of all time. Just amazing how the West was won. What sacrifices the pioneers took. Why did they leave their comfortable homes, you know, where they knew they were safe till the day they died at the age of 80? And instead, they got in a wagon train, and they risked dying from spiders, snakes, starvation, freezing cold, burning heat, burning to death in the sun, drowning in the rivers, disease, Indians, and white guys as bandits. I mean, you can't win no matter what you do in the West. Somebody or something was always going to kill you. But the people in this wagon train are almost all German and Slavic. They're all from Europe. And none of them know how to swim. When they cross a river, they don't know how to swim. And the guy asked them incredulously, Sam Elliott, who plays the ex-military leader who leads them on their pioneering from Texas, where'd they start? Yeah, they started at Fort Worth, Texas. And they want to end up in Oregon. And he leads them on this march, this death march. Little by little, they're all dying, getting killed, getting murdered, getting bitten by snakes, dying, starving. And he says to them, we got to cross the river. What do you mean you can't swim? Can't swim. Everybody swims in America. No, we're from Europe. We can't swim. Why? Because it was illegal to swim in Europe. And he looks at them and goes, what do you mean illegal to swim? Americans couldn't even understand that, illegal to swim. And the guy says, where I come from, everything was illegal except taxes. That's one of the greatest lines of all time. Where I come from, everything is illegal except taxes. That's what Democrats are like. That's what Mayor Pete is like. All they want to do is pound you, ruin your life, control your life, limit what you could do, and pound you with taxes. Mayor Pete wants to pound you. I'm sorry how that came out. That wasn't quite what I meant. But he does want to pound you with taxes. Mayor Pete does want to pound you with taxes. That's all they want to do. Listen, when they hit you with speeding cameras, guess who has that? All the socialist countries have that. And everywhere you drive, you come home, open the mail, ticket. You don't need a cop to ever see you or ever pull you over. Ticket. Every minute of your life, tickets. That's a tax. That has nothing to do with speeding. That isn't because they care about your life or your safety. It's about more ways to tax the life out of you and to separate you from all your money. That's what liberals want to do. Make everything illegal in America except taxes. It's one of the greatest lines of all time. I love that line. Because it so describes Barack Obama and Biden. You know what? They are scumbags. It's time to stop being nice. They're scumbags who want to separate us from our money and give it to all the people who don't want to work on welfare and food stamps, lazy mother truckers who don't want to work. If you have no legs and no arms, I'm glad to give you welfare, disability, food stamps, whatever you need. If you have two legs and two arms, you should be effing working. If you don't want to work, then starve to death. You have no right to take my money because you don't want to work. That's your problem. If you can't find a job, then you get 6 months of unemployment. And at the end of 6 months, it runs out, and you better find something or you're going to starve. The clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Nobody can stay on welfare for life. But they can. You know, in Wayne Root's world, they can. But in this world we live in now, in America, you absolutely can. Another Wayne Root, I told you so. From day one, I said the lockdowns are insane. They won't stop a single person from ever getting sick. But what they, because you can't stop a virus by hiding in your house. And you know, we found out in New York in the year 2020, almost, I think, 60%, I think, of the people who got sick with COVID were in their apartments, never left. It comes through the window. It comes through the door. A lockdown will not help you. Lockdowns won't help you. So I said, you'll never, ever, ever stop a single death of COVID with a lockdown, but you'll bankrupt the country. And I pointed out in my Las Vegas Review columns, how does it help grandpa and grandma who are lying on their deathbed in the hospital with a vent in their mouth, and they're dying, but at that moment you lose your job, and you can't even survive and pay the rent, so you don't have time to cry when they die, because your life is so miserable. How did that help you? And so John Hopkins' study finds lockdowns only reduced mortality rates by 0.2%. So not even 1%, which would have been nothing, less than 1%, less than 0.5%, 0.2%. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You accomplished nothing, but you wiped out the economy, you wiped out small business, you wiped out jobs. Oh, and it's important to note, while you were wiping out everybody's job and destroying everybody's life and closing everybody's restaurant and everybody's small business and everybody's retail store, at that moment, you kept all the big box retailers open because, of course, COVID is this brilliant little mother trucker, this brilliant little murderous bug that goes, look, it's Costco. I love Costco. I'm going to only attack small business. And, of course, the same bug says when you walk in a restaurant, you're dead if you don't wear a mask as you walk in the door at the 5'8" level. But once you sit down, you don't need a mask because the bug doesn't want to suck on your blood at the 3-foot level. You moron liberals. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. you. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show, The Final Countdown. I think that should be the official theme music for my new weekend show that will start in April. I'll have a weekend national radio show, which will be a America's Top 10 Countdown. So there's the perfect song to open the show, right? The Final Countdown. All right, before I get to the sponsor of this segment, I want to mention a story that's so revolting. And no, I'm not even talking about Whoopi Goldberg, who thinks the Holocaust had nothing to do with Jews. Who thinks Germans didn't hate Jews. It had nothing to do with that. Because Germans are white people and Jews are white people. So it had nothing to do with that, in her opinion. But forget that. That's not even as bad as the not even as bad as the SUNY State University of New York professor who says it's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. He says there are evolutionary advantages to adults having sex with children. Oh, my God. A SUNY professor under investigation after video clips emerged of him asserting it's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. See his name. SUNY Fredonia professor. So it's the State University of New York Fredonia. I never even heard of that, to be honest with you. It's probably a university that started since I left New York 35 years ago. SUNY Fredonia. Professor Stephen Kirshner teaches libertarian philosophy and applied ethics. As part of his libertarian philosophy, Kirshner believes society's reaction to pedophilia is what's wrong, and that consenting sexual relationships between adults and children could actually be a good thing. He says, imagine that an adult male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl. Imagine she's a willing participant. First of all, you moron, 12-year-old girls are not willing participants. They're minors. They don't have the wherewithal to know what they're consenting to. They're not supposed to be having sex at the age of 12. Their brain is not developed enough. Their decision-making has not developed enough to make a proper decision, which is why you have a guardian called your mother and father to make decisions for you when you're 12 years old. But he says a very standard, very widely held view is there's something deeply wrong about this. It's wrong, independent of it being criminalized. It's not obvious to me that is, in fact, wrong. I think this is a mistake. I think exploring that, why it's a mistake, will tell us not only things about adult sex and statutory rape, and also fundamental principles of morality. Kirshner asserted there was no minimum age at which pedophilia could be considered wrong. The notion that it's wrong even with a one-year-old is not quite obvious to me, he said. You know, I got to tell you something. I am not a person who asserts anything about violence. But if I was a student in his class, and I had a 12-year-old sister and a one-year-old brother, as an example, I would just walk right down the stairs and I would punch him in the face and knock him out in front of the entire classroom and then dare a jury anywhere in America to convict me of assault. Because that's an assault on me. That's me as a father. That's an assault on me. Or me as a brother. That's an assault on me. That you think it's okay to have sex with a one-year-old. And you think it's okay a 12-year-old girl. That's an assault. That's disgusting. And that is deserving of a good punch in the face from a father or a brother. You're disgusting. People like this need to be put in prison and locked away. There's something wrong with this man. This is not, I'm someone who believes in total freedom of speech, not about pedophilia. No, I'm sorry, there's some things you don't allow in the United States of America. And one of them is those views. See, on the other hand, Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi's wrong. She's terrible. I'm a Jew. I'm sickened by Whoopi's views. But I don't think she should be fired. I think it's an opinion show. She's an opinion person like I am, and you shouldn't be fired over your opinions. People should argue with you. People can shame you. People can debate you. People can hate you. But that's your opinion, and they get to debate it. But I wouldn't fire Whoopi Goldberg. That guy has no right to be in any university or any school classroom in the United States of America or the world. He should be in a prison cell. He's obviously a pedophile. There's something mentally wrong with him, and he should not be allowed to warp young people's minds. He's disgusting. And his words were an assault upon every decent person's ears. Horrible, horrible people. My gosh. When I get back, I want to mention I was right about the lockdowns. I told you that new study out from Johns Hopkins, but did I tell you they say the lockdowns imposed enormous economic and social costs and had little to no public health effects, according to this new Johns Hopkins study? Of course they didn't. They just put everyone out of business, and everybody still got sick, and some people still died. You accomplished nothing except ruining the economy and everyone's job.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are reigniting the Cancer Moonshot. The program aims to reduce the U.S. cancer death rate by half over the next 25 years.
When we work together in America, There is nothing, nothing beyond our capacity, nothing. So let's show the world what's possible. Let's show the world that we're committed. Let's show that we can do big things.
President Biden's son, Beau, lost a long battle against cancer in 2015. The winter storm hitting many parts of the United States is causing a large number of flights to be canceled. FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far today. Snow falling from parts of New Mexico all the way to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, way down the roots, Eye of the Tiger, baby. I've got the eye of the tiger. Donald Trump has the eye of the tiger. Ron DeSantis has the eye of the tiger. Let's go, baby. We got a battle to wage for the soul of America. We've got to save this country from communists. Communist attack on this. Guest to talk about what could happen involving Russia and Ukraine and the United States. Is war imminent? What's really happening out there? I want to mention the give kudos to the sponsor of this show. It's Tangible Investments. And by the way, this is one of those things. You know, you don't own gold or silver as a pure investment or to purely make money or to get rich quick. You own gold and silver as a insurance policy. Just like you have life insurance, you don't plan to die, but if you do, then your wife and kids or your husband and kids get a payout. You don't plan to get in a car accident today, but you do have car insurance. Why? Just in case. You don't plan to get cancer, but you have health insurance. Just in case. You're covered. Gold and silver are basically money insurance, your asset insurance. Just in case there is a war with Russia, with Ukraine, with China, with Iran, with North Korea. You know, the world is taking advantage of Biden. Just in case the stock market crashes, just in case the dollar goes down to nothing, collapses, just in case the border is overrun, and it is, and America is in trouble, and it is. Just in case retail stores can't survive anymore because they're being shoplifted to death, you want to own gold and silver if the economy tanks. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions with a B in transactions. Call 800-300-8441. They guarantee you the best prices and they guarantee you the best customer service. If you say war, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441. All right, my guest is here. It is Clint Ehrlich. He is an attorney and a Russian policy expert. He was a visiting researcher inside Russia's foreign ministry. Clint Ehrlich, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell us exactly what's going on over there, because the way I see it is a total amateur on this stuff. I'm an economic expert. I'm a jobs expert. I'm a business expert. I'm an open borders expert. I'm a COVID vaccine expert. Those are the things I know everything about and talk about all day long. I really know nothing about what's happening in Ukraine. Other than, to me, it seems like Biden is a weak, feckless loser with dementia, and the whole world knows he's a mumbling, bumbling idiot. And just like Jimmy Carter, they're all looking to test him. So I believe Putin and Russia are looking to embarrass him and test him and see what they can get away with. They don't really want a war, but they want to see what they can get away with, or maybe, you know, beat him in a negotiation badly to avoid the war. They're just playing games with this brain-dead president of the United States, Joe Biden. And that's my opinion of what's happening here. What's your opinion?
I think that it really all comes down to the issue of Ukraine in NATO. And the United States has committed itself to that position for so long that President Biden has been unwilling to waver on that. And today we saw Senator Josh Hawley speak out and say that it doesn't advance America's national interest to have Ukraine in NATO. And he said that President Biden should admit that openly and withdraw his support for Ukraine and NATO, because that's really what's instigating this conflict. And it's what has brought us, frankly, to the brink of war with Russia, is our insistence that the second largest state in the Soviet Union should become part of a U.S.-led military bloc.
So, you know, if you were advising the President of the United States, whether he'd be a Republican or a Democrat, whether he'd be normal or have dementia, what would you tell him about Ukraine and NATO?
I would say the Russians have drawn a red line, and they mean it, that they're willing to go to war over this. They're willing to use the full strength of their military. They have more interest in this than we do, and that we should just say, you know what? Okay, Ukraine doesn't have to be in NATO. It doesn't serve our interest to have Ukraine in NATO. It's one of the most corrupt states in Europe. It doesn't bring any real military capability relative to the liabilities that it brings. And so I would say just take it off the table. Stabilize the situation, say that NATO will not incorporate Ukraine, and then if the Russians still invade, it's much easier to build a coalition against them because their true motives have been revealed.
And Brian, what do you think about my idea that, to me, Biden is dying for a war? He wants a war. Not him, but his people, all the people behind him. I don't even think Biden knows what he wants anymore. I'm not sure he knows his name or if he's president. But the people behind him who are actually running the country for the puppet named Biden, I think desperately need a war because they're going to get shellacked in the upcoming congressional elections. This is wag the dog time. They want a war because the country rallies around their president in war times. So I think they're all hoping that this engages, this becomes a major conflict.
I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I think there's also another dynamic, which is that a lot of the members of the Obama administration who are unhappy that they couldn't get Obama to go to war with Russia in 2014 over Crimea are now pressuring Biden to do something. They think that he will not have as strong of a will to resist their sort of neoconservative push for war. And as a result, because he's a weak figurehead, they're trying to push their own agenda, even if it's an agenda that leads us directly into war with Russia.
So let me ask him about that war with Russia. How strong is Russia nowadays? I mean, there was a time where after Russia collapsed, they could have never waged war with the United States. Have they built themselves back up to the point where they are a very equal or close to equal and formidable adversary?
I have some bad news. It's not actually close to equal now. The Russians greatly exceed our military capabilities at the nuclear strategic level. They have
Wow.
hypersonic weapons that we do not have. They have more nuclear weapons than we do. And frankly, in a full conflict with Russia where all weapons are on the table, we would be at a significant disadvantage today.
How the hell did that happen? Was that just liberals, you know, disarming the United States and in Congress and in the U.S. Senate? It certainly didn't all happen in 1 year under Biden. So how did that happen?
What happened was that George W. Bush withdrew from the ABM treaty, and we had this arrogance in the United States. We thought that the Russians would not be able to develop better strategic weapons than we were able to. And then in secret, the Russians built a variety of super weapons. And in 2018, President Putin revealed these super weapons, and several of them have now been deployed. And so the Russians were able to leapfrog us basically because of the arrogance in the United States that we didn't see them as a real competitor.
Failure to reach a political settlement could result in the worst fighting in Europe since World War II. That's in my notes in talking to you. Is that something you believe, or that's something that many experts are saying, or what's the story about the worst fighting in Europe since World War II?
Well, we haven't seen militaries of this size, the Russian military and the Ukrainian military, come into open combat in Europe since World War II. And so if this becomes an open conflict between Ukraine and Russia, then we could be talking about hundreds of thousands of casualties. It's really shocking, and it's hard to really get people's attention to take the threat seriously because we haven't seen conflict of this scale in the modern era.
Well, let me ask you this. How capable is Ukraine's military? Are they one of the world's most powerful militaries, not United States or Europe, Russian level, but are they kind of in that middling level of say, a France, an Italy, a Spain? How big an army does Ukraine have?
Ukraine has the second largest standing army in Europe. It's at a huge disadvantage to Russia in terms of its missiles, its fighters, its electronic warfare, its artillery. And so that's part of why I would project such high casualties in a conflict, because you have a very large military, sort of like Iraq's military was very large before the Gulf War, but it's one that would be essentially destroyed very rapidly in the first hours of the conflict with the Russians.
All right. And you also say that Russia may deploy strategic forces to Cuba and Venezuela to threaten our homeland. Is that something they're threatening, or that's something they're actually in the process of doing right now and Biden's not responding?
It's something that they've threatened to do depending on the response from the United States. And they're in open talks now. It's actually now a trilateral security dialogue with Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Cuba about what they could do in order to advance their interests in our hemisphere. They're basically calling our bluff, saying, if you, the United States, claim that there's no spheres of influence anymore, and so Russia can't object to your forces being deployed in Russia's border, then Russia's position is, all right, we'll do the same thing to you and see how you like it.
What about one of my colleagues is asking me to ask you about pints of blood being moved towards the border. So I guess if that's the case, then Russia is awful serious that this may escalate into a real war because they need pints of blood because they understand there will be death, there will be injuries, there will be, you know, grievous injuries, lots of stuff's about to happen. Is that pints of blood story real?
That story was real. It was disputed by the Ukrainians. We don't really have a great sense of exactly the volume of blood that Russia has transported to the front lines, but In reality, that's just one of the points of data. There's many other points of data about the logistical support that Russia is pre-positioning for conflict. And so it's unclear what the Russians' ultimate intentions are, whether they're going to invade or not. But they've certainly put themselves in a position to launch a very, very large operation and one that would involve many casualties on both sides.
I can't believe that a country led by a Biden who just, you know, created this horrible pull out of Afghanistan and left $80 billion in military equipment behind, left Americans behind, left dogs behind, left our Afghani guides behind. It seems to me he's incapable of carrying out a war a half a world away, especially against a powerhouse like Russia. This is not Afghanistan. Seems to me like this would be a disaster to get into this war.
It would be a huge disaster. And what we could really use from a strong leader is someone who draws a line and says, look, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do to avoid getting sucked into the conflict. But what we see from the Biden administration is the opposite, that they're talking about if Russia invades, that then we, the United States, with NATO, could stage cross-border raids with U.S.-trained forces from NATO countries. And so the idea would be that we would be killing Russian soldiers inside Ukraine, and then we would just be hoping that the Russians wouldn't retaliate. Because if they did, we'd be looking at World War III.
This is a disaster waiting to happen with Biden leading the way. Clint Ehrlich, attorney, Russia policy expert, visiting researcher inside Russia's foreign ministry. Great background. Great to have you here to educate us, Clint. We'll bring you back on as soon as anything new develops in this conflict with Russia, Ukraine, and the United States. Thank you, Clint.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wade Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, and I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Bad to the bone, baby. Wayne Allyn-Root, good to the bone. Not bad to the bone. Good to the bone. The Democrats are evil to the bone. But we got to be bad to the bone to whack them. We got to whack them. I don't mean kill them physically, obviously. I've never, ever, ever recommended any violence on this show. I mean, we got to go after them because if you don't do it now, it's going to be too late. You're never going to make it back. America will be gone. If we don't stand up now, it's gone. Forever. This beautiful thing called America is gone. Better stand up. Better stand up strong. Let me mention the sponsor of the show. These are all the people that are willing to put their money where their mouth is and back Wayne Root's conservative radio show, Sons of Liberty. Vitamin D3 spray. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. And our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. Just say WAR15. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 and get 15% off. Station identification, a little housekeeping, as we say. Love to hear from all of you. During the show, I get so many emails from you. I love that. I love when all my fans send me emails and give me great ideas to say things during the show and quote you. And sometimes you give me great articles. Sometimes you give me great stats. Sometimes you give me great angles to go after. And sometimes you just say attaboy, and I need an attaboy once in a while, so that's great. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Everybody's got my email. That's my personal email. I don't separate that. It's not my show email. It's my personal email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, even during the show. RootForAmerica.com is my website. All my columns, all my videos, all my podcasts, audio and video are there. and news about any events at Wayne Root are all there, rootforamerica.com. And then all my reactions to all the big news stories of the day are at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, or Parler, by the way, but Getter is really my main site now. Everything happens at Getter, G-E-T-T-E-R.com, or the Getter app, and I'm at Wayne Root, at Wayne Root. So there's my housekeeping for the day. How many times have I told you how bad this vaccine is? I've got so many stories today. You realize this is the first day where I didn't lead off the whole show and keep talking about the stories about the COVID vaccine because there was a lot of other news today. A lot of other good news. Jeff Zucker gone, Rachel Maddow on leave, Facebook dying. It's not dead yet, but really going down. How much time left, Chris? 3 minutes. All right. I can't always hear you, man. Sometimes you say it, and I hear you, and sometimes I'm talking, and I miss it. But thank you for always being in my ear. Really appreciate it. I got to know where I am, so it's great that you do that. So why are myocarditis surging in Europe? There's one article I hope to get to in the third hour of this show. And then Claire Bridges is a double-vaccinated 20-year-old model who develops myocarditis. Speaking of myocarditis in Europe, she's a healthy model from Florida. Look at the pictures. Beautiful girl. Previously healthy. Nothing ever wrong with her. She got a double jab, had a heart attack, and had both legs amputated. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say anymore. What is it going to take to get everyone to wake up? Because I don't know what to say anymore. Is it okay if most people you know have been vaccinated and they're okay so far? They don't know what next year will bring. They don't know what 2 years will bring. They don't know what 3 years will bring. No one has any idea what this is going to do to you. There was no long-term study, and there was no control group. But is it okay with you if, you know, so far you're okay, but this girl has lost both her legs and had a heart attack at the age of 20. A beautiful model, her life's ruined. What do you do the rest of your life with no legs and a heart attack at the age of 20? And she was, you know, completely dead. And they had to bring her back to life. And the damage to her legs was too severe and irreversible. They needed to be amputated. Both legs surgically removed on Friday. Phew. Placed on continuous dialysis because of failing kidneys. All after her double vax. What do you say to that? You think that's okay? You don't think that might happen to your kid, too? What if it was your kid? Here's another article. What's going on with the beautiful game? You know what the beautiful game is? That's what all the soccer fans call soccer, the beautiful game. Another four football matches were halted due to medical emergencies in the stands today. This is written on January 30th, so like 3 days ago. Medical emergencies in the fans. Forget about the players that have been dropping. 500% increase in heart attacks and death among soccer players around the world. But how about fans are dropping dead of cardiac arrest watching the games? Why? Because they're vaccinated. Do you not understand what's going on? People are dropping like flies all over the world, and the only thing new, with massive increase in deaths around the world, ask any funeral director or any life insurance company, is the vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.